Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic from Bloomberg Radio.
There is a buffet of food delivery apps and services out there. So when one advertises a free dinner delivery, we definitely want to know more about it. They've been around for a few years. Here with the details on what they are up to, MealPal co-founder and CEO Mary Biggin. She joins us on the phone in New York City. She, by the way, also one of the founders of ClassPass. And she was a former college, Colby College, where she went, is actually where Tim went. Tim Stenovic is my co-host, and he was saying, I went to college with her. Mary, nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Carol. Great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing at MealPal, because you've been doing it for a couple of years, but you're doing it differently.
Yeah, so MealPal traditionally has been a meal pickup service, and we really focused on lunch and helping consumers save time and money when you're, you know, running out of the office to pick up a lunch. Pre-COVID, we helped consumers reserve over 40 million meals at restaurants like Sweetgreen, Chipotle, Shake Shack, Chick-fil-A, kind of all of the fast casual restaurants that people know and are really familiar with. And just recently, we've added on a delivery service. We certainly had a lot of interest in that as people transition to working from home and really have launched a bit of a different delivery service in that it's really geared at helping consumers save money, but making it really efficient and a good offering for the restaurant's business model as well.
So tell us how it works. And I feel like to some extent, it's like just-in-time inventory for the restaurants that they can really plan and know exactly how many people are going to buy meals. But walk it through. If I am a member, tell me what I'm paying and what I'm getting for the service.
Yeah, so as a member, you're getting lunch for as little or dinner for as little as about $6 per meal, depending on what you book. So with MealPal, as a consumer, you'll always save at least 20%. You're buying sort of a package of meals. And when you log into the website, you'll see that each restaurant on our platform is offering just one menu option per day. So you might choose the kale salad at Sweetgreen or the steak burrito bowl at Chipotle. The menu is going to rotate on a daily basis, so you'll always have hundreds of choices, actually thousands of choices on a daily basis. But by having it all focused on one meal per restaurant, we're giving the restaurant really valuable efficiency and really valuable operational capacity. The restaurant is able to have a couple of employees make just the MealPal meals, and they're making a lot of the same meals very quickly as opposed to making a lot of individual orders. And so especially right now, as restaurants are facing pretty significant staffing challenges and trying to rehire, restaurants are really getting value out of MealPal because they're able to make their meals more efficiently.
And I'm curious, so if I'm a member, what do I pay for there's different plans, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right. We have a couple of different plans.
Okay.
So our most common plan is a 12-meal plan, and that's about $85 per month. We also have a 16-meal plan that's $139. And actually, we have a trial that's about $15. We'll let you try out 3 meals and get free delivery on those meals as well, so you can really see how the service works and make sure it's a good fit for you.
And you have to order by what time? By a certain time in the morning?
Yeah, so for our lunch product, you can actually order in real time now. So we've built out a data algorithm. We can predict where people will order from and still send orders to the restaurant in advance. So you can order all the way really through lunchtime. And then for dinner, you still have to order in advance. So for dinner, you just have to order by 4 o'clock the day of.
That is really interesting. So talk to me about the number of users, because you've been doing this. Was it 2016 that you launched this?
That's right.
Tell me, that's what, four or five years that you've been doing?
Yeah, 5 years now.
Yeah.
I mean, most of our business, you know, pre-COVID, we were really lunch focused. And so we did over 40 million reservations for lunch. We paid restaurants over $250 million in truly incremental revenue. So really valuable revenue, really different than a delivery service provider, because we're not taking a fee on each order that we send to the restaurant. We're instead sending the restaurant a bulk order. So we can say to Sweetgreen, we want to send you 100 orders for the same item, and they can price out what that 100 orders would be, and you can pass some of those savings along to the consumer. So really valuable partner to restaurants, I think. That's sort of a core part of our DNA. We have to have a product that's beneficial to restaurants and that's helpful for restaurants and building good businesses. And then at the same time, we want to make sure we're saving consumers money and helping them have efficient meals.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization. We live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's Stifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
So Mary, I'm fascinated by what you are doing, because it feels like you're stripping it down and kind of simplifying the process, but and also reducing the cost and helping restaurants as well as users in the process. Having said that, how many users do you have? What's the kind of growth that you're seeing?
Yeah, so I can't share user numbers, but I can tell you on a daily basis, there are tens of thousands of people who are using our product in cities really around the world. So we're available in 20 markets from New York to San Francisco, even internationally in London, Singapore, Australia. And I think really the name of the game for us is all about efficiency, right? We want to give our users a really efficient way to get lunch or dinner, whether they want to pick it up or whether they want to have it delivered. We want them saving money and saving time. And we're saving the restaurants, creating efficiency for them as well, which is really different than what others in the space have done in the past.
Well, let me just push you a little bit. I understand you can't share numbers, but how sticky is it? I mean, if someone, when someone signs up for a meal plan, do they have to commit to 6 months, a year, 1 month? How does that work?
Yeah, so we do 30-day cycles. So it's okay. A monthly commitment. You know, people don't have to renew after that. The overwhelming majority of people do renew after one cycle. So, you know, similar to ClassPass and many other subscription models, we found that to be a really good way to build a business and really to have some predictability for our restaurant partners as well.
So you're not spending a ton of money on marketing to kind of keep people in, or do you? Like, what's your biggest cost of operation?
Yeah, I mean, our biggest cost is the cost of the team and our engineers and the people who are building the product. You know, we don't spend a ton of money on marketing. The majority of people who are signing up for MealPal have heard about it from a friend or a coworker. You know, I think especially when people were in offices, this is the type of thing that would catch on in one office. And you'd have, you know, entire floors of people at Citibank or JP Morgan or Credit Suisse all using MealPal to get lunch together and kind of facilitating that sort of social time of their day for them.
Do you see, I mean, I'm thinking about the established players that have been out there. You know, all of us, if I go to my food apps, you know, whether it's Grubhub, whether it's DoorDash, whether it's, I've got Yelp, I've got OpenTable, yeah. I've got Uber Eats. I mean, do you see yourself as a competitor to them, or how do you see it differently?
Yeah, I mean, our model is really different, right? If you wanted to order a burrito bowl from Chipotle right now and have it delivered to you right now, you're going to be paying upwards of $20 on most of those apps. Now, the burrito bowl might cost only $10 to $12, but when you kind of layer in all of the fees, you're going to be paying quite a bit for that sort of on-demand experience. With MealPal, now with our delivery product or with pickup, you're going to be getting that exact same meal for, you know, $8 or $9. So I think, you know, MealPal is really well suited to people who are consistently ordering restaurant food and who can kind of say, like, yeah, I do order takeout, or I do want to do delivery 6 times a month, 10 times a month, whatever it might be. This is going to be a much more efficient way to do that.
It's interesting too. I mean, do you have any indications? You said that most people who sign up for a month, they stay with you, and they stay with you for months, for the year, for years.
Yeah, we've got people who have been with us for several years. I mean, I think, you know, we've got people who have literally saved over $10,000 using MealPal at this point. If you look at all of the meals they've reserved compared to, you know, the cost it would have been if they were buying them at retail.
Well, I'm going to tell you, in my household too, it's just because of the pandemic, there was a lot of food ordering going on, and the additional fees. And all of a sudden you look at it and you're right. You order a salad that maybe doesn't cost that much, but once you throw on all the fees, you're like, I just spent $30 for a salad.
And there's some guilt there.
There's a lot of guilt. What about your demographics of your users? Is it a younger crowd? Is it across the age spectrum? Or what can you share with us about the demos of who's using your service?
Yeah, so pre-COVID, it definitely skewed a bit younger. It was people who were sort of, you know, they're 22 to 35 working in offices and looking to save money on lunch and really wanting to get lunch in the restaurant on a daily basis. Of course, stuff shifted with COVID, so we started to have more families using the product. We started to expand our product offering to be available in suburbs as well, so kind of outside of that core urban area where we started. You know, I think we really do focus on areas where there's a good amount of density. Sending a high number of orders to our restaurants is really key. You know, if we can send Chipotle 100 orders all for the same item, it's going to be really efficient for them to make those meals. And so we want to make sure any market that we're in or any restaurants that we're partnering with, we can really send them meaningful volume, so it's beneficial to their operation.
Mary, how do you pick and choose partners, or do you pick and choose, or are you pretty open to whoever wants to be on the platform?
Yeah, so we capture ratings for every meal served on the platform. You know, if we find that a restaurant doesn't have ratings that are sort of in line with where we think they should be, we'll be talking to that restaurant and kind of making a determination of whether they should stay or not. I think the unique thing, though, about food is that a meal that I give 5 stars, you might hate and give 1 star, and vice versa. And so a key part of our product is our recommendation engine. So about 50% of the reservations we get on a daily basis are people choosing the meal that we've recommended for them. We recommend 3 meals for a user on a daily basis based on what they've reserved and what they've rated in the past. So we really start to understand a user's preferences and do a pretty good job of matching them up with the best meal for them on a given day.
And forgive me, because I haven't used the service. I'm being quite transparent and honest with you. But Tim Stanovic, who I told you, he has used it, and he's talked about it before you came on earlier in our broadcast. Do you tend to work with well-known chains? I know Shake Shack's there, Sweetgreen, Chipotle, Babbo is there. So go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, so we do. We certainly work with the well-known chains, I think, you know, because they're in all the cities, but we work with a lot of the local restaurants as well. You know, hearing you guys talk about pizza earlier, I mean, Pizza Loves Emily in New York. They're an amazing partner. They've got, I think, some of the most creative pizzas in New York City, or Keste is another great one, or Patsy's Pizzeria. I mean, we've got a lot of mom-and-pop restaurants that are, you know, maybe one or two locations, and you know, really all over the world, we've got over 5,000 different restaurant partners in total.
It's really interesting, your approach. So what's the end game for you? Do you want to, is the plan to go public at some point?
Absolutely. We want to fundamentally change the way people eat and empower restaurants to build better businesses. We think that we can be the go-to app for how consumers are ordering food, saving money on food, really making sure that they are eating intelligently and saving money at the same time.
Well, as you continue your work and when you plan to go public, come on and talk to us. keep us up to date.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, really fascinating. And appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you again. Mary Biggin, she's Chief Executive Officer, co-founder of MealPal, joining us on the phone in New York City.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.